We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by The Wiz on NBC this Thursday. Go to my Facebook page right now to play The Wiz quiz. Test your knowledge and get ready for the live event of the holiday season. The Wiz, live Thursday on NBC. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
I love The Wiz. Love, love, love The Wiz. I hope they got some on your Facebook page, some Alka-Seltzer, because I've still bloated from last week. I hope y'all watched my show last night, but I'm gonna play some of it for you. Because that meeting yesterday, Pastor Daryl Scott organized that Monday's meeting with black pastors, the one in New York with Donald Trump. By the way, it's the third time that he and other pastors have met with Donald Trump. He said he did it because the last time they met with him, racial issues, this is according to him, dominated the conversation, and he felt they needed more time and to bring other voices to that table to be heard. Take a listen.
And okay.
So what did he say?
And what he said was that he didn't know that it was a Black Lives Matter person or White Lives Matter. He didn't know who it was. He knew that he was in a room, 10,000 people. Something, there was a heckler, something was going on, and he was trying to do what he had to do. And when he
said that maybe he deserved to be roughed up, did he talk about that?
No, we brought it up.
Yeah.
We brought up the fact that at times he can appear to be insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And we address the concern that going forward, we would hope that he would refrain from those type of comments in the future.
All right.
And he took the mild. It was a rebuke.
He said
that he accepted the rebuke. And, you know, we'll see. But we said it, you know, we didn't mince our words.
And we made it very, very clear that we didn't want to be in a situation where color was being courted.
Mm-hmm. So they're telling me why they met with him. And what they talked about. One of it was the guy in Alabama that they roughed up. Bishop Corletta Vaughn of Detroit declined the invitation from Pastor Scott because she had deeper concerns. She said deeper concerns in color that went beyond color, like gender and poverty issues. Take a listen.
And so I didn't want to be on the stage with someone in a photo op when I am not at this point endorsing this man or even in agreement with him.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Scott says there was a miscommunication with the Trump camp about some ministers who did not support Trump attending the meeting. So Scott said there was a flyer that went out. When that went out with endorsement, the word endorsement on it, that's when all hell broke loose. And that's when the conversation really got interesting on my show.
When that word endorsement went out, the preachers whose names on that flyer got scared. That's truth anyhow.
You don't think
got scared and ran.
You don't think that you could have.
I didn't get scared. Daryl. Scott, I did not get scared. That was that. That is don't
you
even
got
play
scared,
that.
Corletta.
I was not
you got scared.
Scared
and mad.
They went back and forth saying, "Don't make me whip out my cell phone. I'll show you the text messages. You talk to my assistant." It went on for like 3 or 4 minutes. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Yes, it got real, but it got even more real when they addressed the rhetoric being used about them from other pastors, some of them on the air, some on social media, and some others on social media. Take a listen.
We've been called coons. We've been called sellouts. We've been called, Uncle Toms, that we're not really representing the black. We're selling out the black people, the African Americans, for a white supremacist Donald Trump.
One of the things that everyone supposedly dislikes about Donald Trump is they say he insults people.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that say they don't like him for insulting people insult us.
Mm-hmm.
How can this guy sit there and call us prostitutes on a pole? There were women in that meeting.
Yeah.
There were about 30
mm-hmm.
to 35 women in that meeting.
Women.
You called those
mm-hmm.
women prostitutes. These were mothers. These are wives. Mm-hmm. These are daughters. You called them prostitutes.
Business women.
You call us prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your credentials revoked.
So,
whatever your organization it is, they need to strip you of your credentials to sit you down for ministry and close that big fat mouth.
Bishop Vaughn, what do you
and
think?
Tell you to shut that big fat mouth for a while and think about what you're saying before you say it.
Bishop Vaughn, what do you think of that sort of rhetoric?
I thought it was very disrespectful.
Thank you.
And I challenged it on Periscope. I thought it was very disrespectful. What I don't want to happen is that there is divisiveness between the clergy.
Absolutely.
We have a right in America to sit in a room where we want to sit.
Thank you.
And we have a right not to sit. And I don't think that it's fair for any leader to bash another leader because they don't necessarily agree or not get an invitation.
No one particular group controls all of Black America. You know, it was almost like we had to seek permission to decide to sit down with Mr. Trump, hear his heart out, answer some questions that we believe need to be answered. And we get an attack for just for simply sitting down at the table.
What does that say about where we are right now?
Well, again, it obviously says that, you know, we're divided. As a people, we are really divided.
If anyone, especially these pastors, should know what Mark 3:25 says in the Bible about a house divided about itself. Y'all know what that says, right? That house cannot stand. And let the church say,
amen.
Amen.
You know, when you stand at the podium behind the man, that's an endorsement. That says, I'm endorsing this man.
I know, but I agree with them, and I don't agree with anything that Donald Trump stands for. But I do agree that it is just doesn't make any sense that you call these people out of their name for the purpose of when you're fighting against them for the things that Donald Trump says. That doesn't that doesn't make any
that
sense.
That doesn't help anybody. And I think the way it was set up.
I think that they may have been set up by Donald Trump, but still they have the right to do it.
They have the right to do it. When and if they've gone in there and just had and said their due, but when they came out at the press conference and you're standing around this man,
and they did have
that says I'm endorsing him,
and you do have the opportunity to walk away.
You have the opportunity to walk away. You could go in there, say what you got to say to the man, question the man.
Why couldn't Trump come to church? Why couldn't he go to their church? Why did they have to go see him at Trump Tower?
Well, it'd be tough for him to go to all, because he met with over 100.
Pick a church.
And then you got to pick a church. Make that agreement.
Talk to the man. But you don't have to stand at the podium and take a photo op. The photo op says something else.
Tom, your point is well taken, I think, by more people, and I think even for myself. Someone said, how can they let him exploit them like that? I said, listen, I don't begrudge them meeting. I think you should talk to everybody, especially someone who has a chance. You never know.
Yeah.
But you don't have to stand there. Civil, right. Standing there is a different story.
Yeah.
And if you're standing there, you can make it clear saying, we came here. Here is why. We don't endorse him. We don't agree. And I think everyone, most of them would have had a chance to say their piece on any network, and even standing there, they could have said that. Or, as you said, they could not have stood there, right? They could not have stood there. But by the way, two people sitting on the set with me last night, they personally endorsed Donald Trump. Another person who was on CNN last night endorses Donald Trump. So there are several of these pastors who have congregations who endorse Donald Trump, and there are African-Americans who endorse Donald Trump. And that is a scary prospect for the Democratic candidate if enough people do it. I doubt enough people will do it.
Do you think any money changed hands?
Now, that's the point. They said no. I don't think that anybody would lie. But you don't.
A pastor?
That's all I'm going to say. Amen.
Make a donation to the building fund. Something, man.
I don't think
doors of the church is open.
The pastor's anniversary fund.
Did the pastors pay for the trip to New York?
They said that they did. So I take them at their word.